USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge rejected a plea agreement Monday that would have averted hate crimes trial for father and son Travis and Greg McMichael, convicted of murder for fatally shooting Ahmaud Arbery, whose parents angrily objected to the deal. The deal would have allowed the convicts to go to federal prison. The family of Arbery want them in state prison.
I told them very, very adamantly that I wanted them to go to state prison and do their time that Judge Wamsley gave them on the 7th of January.
The Northeast is still digging out from the perfect snowstorm that hit over the weekend, but the rest of the country better get ready. A storm could hit the states from Colorado to parts of Texas to Ohio over the next 48 hours, dumping freezing rain and snow and creating havoc on the roads. India's central bank will issue a digital rupee in the 2022-23 fiscal year, which begins April 1st. India's finance minister said the introduction of the digital rupee would be based on blockchain and other technologies. USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, Energized Health, and we got some good news. The good news is you still can succeed, even though you already failed. I know you did. You made a New Year's resolution this year, like millions of other Americans, and guess what? You already jumped off that wagon. Hey, don't feel bad, but make a change. Make a change. Let's change that resolution to a revolution, and let's get on it with Energized Health. You could still lose that fat, reverse that high blood pressure, high cholesterol, medical conditions that you have. You just have to take a simple action step. Hey, we're going to be your master coaches. Log on today to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, John and Chelsea Jubilee. That's right. We're going to be your personal coach. Log on today, energizehealth.com.
Let's get an update on the hunt for a new Supreme Court of the United States Justice.
The president and committee leaders plan to discuss who will fill the shoes of Justice Stephen Breyer when he retires in June. President Biden promised on the campaign trail to nominate a black woman to the high court. However, identity politics is not resonating with most Americans. According to a recent ABC News poll, 76% of Americans want Biden to consider all potential nominees to replace the outgoing justice. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
China's Winter Olympics may be more of a drag on Beijing's economy than a boost, as virus flare-ups weigh on consumer and industrial activity. A ban on public spectators means there won't be the usual bump up in tourism along with food and lodging. Tighter controls to contain the outbreaks of two virus variants are keeping Olympic tourists away. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A last day rally at the stock market led to higher earnings for some, but many lost a lot in the quarter. George Cifoloni from Penn Mutual Assets on Fox Business.
If you think about earnings so far, about 50% of the S&P companies have already reported. And we're seeing a few trends, a few important trends. Number one, earnings revisions are down from 11% over the past few quarters. And this quarter, earnings revisions are up about 2%. And that's with 75% of companies beating on top line. So what that's telling me is that we are losing some operating leverage. Companies may be able to beat on the top line, but they're having a hard time with cost pressures, and that's leading operating income to be down. And so we're seeing really negative skew where companies that beat, they may be up a little bit. Companies that miss, wow, they're getting hit pretty hard, and we've seen that in the volatility of this quarter so far.
With the Federal Reserve planning on raising rates in March, how will that affect the markets?
I don't think it's going to be easy because they're stuck between inflation and asset prices. So that's going to be the big tug of war. So we're going to have this. Obviously, there's been a ton of liquidity that's poured into the markets. A lot of that's come out more recently. If you think about SPACs or non-profitable growth stocks or meme stocks, those are down meaningfully. We're talking 50, 60, 70%. And so we already are seeing a shakeup in terms of asset prices. We'll see how intent the Fed is on trying to tame inflation, but that will be the tug of war between fundamentals and liquidity now as we go forward with the Fed.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.